Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda Nittai Gauranga Nittai Gauranga Jai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jai Gauranga Gaura Hari Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Jaya Radha Ramana Haribo Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Haribo Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Haribo Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, Kakaniji, do you want to do the Hindi translation? So, we did this a few weeks ago here, and this will be the first time for the Sunday. Since I don't speak Hindi, and some of you prefer Hindi, we're going to do like I do in South America. When I go to South America, I speak English, but there's a Spanish translator. So, Kakaniji has agreed to be my Hindi translator. So I will say one line and he will translate into Hindi. So I would encourage you, let's applaud him and inspire him in his service. Thank you. So tonight's lecture is about how the demigods want to take birth in Bharatavarsha. This is found in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And these are the statements of Shukadeva Goswami. We should always remember that Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest Vedic authority. Srimad Bhagavatam is presenting the pure science of God consciousness. As it says in the second verse of Bhagavatam, Dharma Kaitavo Atra, there is no cheating in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the topmost conclusion. It is the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. by the very same author. If an author writes a book, he is the one who knows the intention of the book. And if he writes a commentary on that book, then that conclusion is final. So Vyasadeva's commentary on Vedanta Sutra is called Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Srimad Bhagavatam are the very first words spoken by Narayan at the dawn of creation. When Lord Brahma begins his creation, he is instructed in four shlokas by Narayan himself. And those four shlokas is the origin of the Bhagavatam. They're in the Bhagavatam as well. Second Canto, Chapter 9. From those four shlokas, Brahma spoke the Vedas. So these four verses are before the Vedas. This you will read in Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you're ready to hear, then say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Very good. Thank you. So let me chant the Sanskrit. Etad eva hi deva gayanti. So that means the demigods therefore pray. Aho amishang kim akari shobanang prasana eshang svid uta svayam hari yair janma labdang narishu bharatajire mukunda sevao payikang spriha hina. So the meaning is, the demigods in heaven speak as follows. Because they know that the human form of life is the sublime position for self-realization. Now, in these verses, they're going to explain why that is. So the first thing they say, they look at people born in Bharatavarsha. Bharatavarsha is your country, not America. America is not Bharatavarsha. Bharatavarsha is your country, India. Okay, so let's get that straight. Not America. So they say, for someone to be born in Bharatavarsha, wonderful. The demigods then say, such persons must have executed pious activities, austerity, or God Himself must have been pleased with them. The demigods say, otherwise, how could human beings engage in bhakti, devotional service? Now the demigods say, we demigods can only aspire to achieve human birth. But where? You tell me. Yeah, not America. Okay? They want to take birth in Bharat. Okay? But for what purpose? Not to enjoy. Bhakti. That's why they want to take birth. And those who are already doing bhakti, they applaud those persons. So that's their first verse. There are 8 shlokas. I don't know if we'll cover all. So now the next verse. King Dushkaraya na kratubis tapovratayar Danadibir vad yujayena falguna Nayatra Narayana pada pankaja Smriti pramushtati shanyendra yotsavat. So now the demigods say that they know why they have taken birth as demigods. Because you're not a demigod forever. You can be a demigod for some time. And they know that. Just like sometimes you go on vacation. Alright? Even if you're retired, there's only so much money. You cannot stay on vacation forever. So the demigods are in the same boat. They say, we know why we have taken birth as devatas. Because we executed Vedic sacrifices. We observed vratas, tapa, dan. So that's why we are living in these heavenly planets. But now listen to what they say. What is the value of this? Very interesting. What is the value of being a devata? Here, we are certainly very much engaged in kama. Sense gratification. And from other readings in the Bhagavatam, enjoying in the heavenly planets is fantastic. Much better than the enjoyments here on earth. Just like even on earth, there are some places very nice. Hawaii. Right? Anyone's been to Hawaii? You know what I'm talking, right? Not Waikiki, that's... But the other places... Even Prabhupada said himself. Yeah, come on. Even Prabhupada said. There's no enjoyment in this material world. But if there is, it's in Hawaii. So the demigods say, here in heaven, we have so much sense gratification. And because of that, we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Narayan. This same principle is taught in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna is asking about the symptoms of transcendence, Krishna immediately responds that those who are too much attached to material opulence
They cannot engage firmly in bhakti. So the demigods are saying the same thing. We have so much sense gratification, we can hardly remember Narayan. Everybody say. And because of our excessive sense gratification, practically we have forgotten Narayan. So this is their admission. Verse number 3. Kalpa yushang sthana jayat punar bhavat shana yushang bharata bujayovaram shanena matyena kritang manasvina sanyasya sanyati abhayang padang hare. Now the devatas say something to encourage you. A short life as a human being in Bharatavarsha, say 100 years, right? Basically, if you get to live to be 70, 80, you're doing good. So, compared to the devatas, they live thousands of years. So they say, a short life in Bharatavarsha is preferable to live in Lord Brahma's abode. On Brahma's abode, it's millions and millions of earth years. Just like in Krishna Leela, Brahma came down and stole Krishna's cows and cowherd boys. So for Brahma, it was this long. But on earth, 1 year. Because time is relative. So Brahma lives millions of earth years. Demigods say, forget that. 100 years as a human being in Bharatavarsha is better. Because he says, if you're a devata, when your time is up, you have to return. Anyone who's a devata, there's no liberation. You want liberation? You have to worship Narayan, Krishna, Hari. But the demigods already admitted, hey, practically we have forgotten. We're enjoying too much. So they know we're going to have to take birth again. There's a nice verse in Uddhava Gita. Krishna is explaining to Uddhava that when you are elevated to the heavenly planets, you have your own airplane. Not like this Trump. No. You have your own airplane and you have beautiful ladies accompanying you, and while you're flying in your airplane, they're glorifying you. Very nice. And you go throughout the universe, and these beautiful women are Jaya Nirantara, Jaya Kakaniji, Jaya. Put your name there. And you're going to all kinds of heavenly gardens. But Krishna says, when your bank account is finished, from your airplane, you fall head first back to earth. This is what Krishna told Uddhava. So the demigods say, if you can spend those 100 years as a human being in Bharatavarsha and become Krishna conscious, you can achieve the highest perfection simply by surrendering to Krishna's lotus feet. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman paritye kam myamekam sharanam vraja. That's Krishna's final instruction, surrender. The demigods say, when you become factually liberated, you go to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means no anxiety. We all know. We're watching the news every day. Every other 5 minutes, another terrorist attack. Right? What kind of good news is there on the TV stations? Either they're talking nonsense politics, or some mass murderer, and it's everywhere. And we all know, right, nowadays, don't you lock your doors very tight when you go to sleep? I know I do. There's no security. There's no good hands with Allstate. You're on your own. We're in so much anxiety. But in Vaikuntha, the very word, Vaikuntha, anxiety is conspicuous by its absence. That's where I want to go. I don't know about you, but I've had enough of this mess. You can't translate. All right. Let's go now to the next verse. Nayatra vaikuntha katha sutagha nasadavo bhagavatas tadasraya nayatra yagyeshamukha mahotsava suresha loka pinavai sasevyatam. The demigods now say, the intelligent person will take interest in a place anywhere in the universe, but there has to be some conditions. There must be hearing of topics about the Supreme Lord. In the verse, the demigod's poetry, hearing about Krishna is like the pure Ganges. Right? The pure Ganges relieves you of all sins. So when you hear about Krishna, you also get free from sins. They say, the demigods say, that wherever you reside in this material world, you should be associating with nice devotees. And what's a devotee? What comes out of the mouth? Krishna. Now you see how to judge someone. What do they talk about? Are they talking about Krishna? Or something else? Associate with the person who's talking Harikatha. And the third thing, the demigods say, you can live anywhere, but there must be Sankirtan, festivals of hearing and chanting. Even the demigods know that in Kali Yuga, Hare Nama Eva Kivalam. They're very aware of that. When we do Sankirtan, we don't see, but Prabhupada used to see, the devatas are there. One time Prabhupada gave a lecture. The devotees rented a big hall in New York. It was the beginning, 1966. Very few people came. They had rented a big hall. Maybe 10 people came. The devotees were so disappointed. Prabhupada, we're very sorry. Prabhupada said, what are you sorry about? Didn't you see? Narada was there. He named different personalities. So yes, when you do Sankirtan, you don't see, but they come. Okay, so Sankirtan is the actual religious process for Age of Kali. What we're doing right now is Sankirtan. Complete glorification. Samyak, complete. Complete glorification of the Absolute Truth. We might finish. We're doing good. Let's go to the next verse. Is Kagani doing a good job? Come on, encourage him. Do you like this format? It's good, huh? I listen to Krishna in my heart. Krishna gives me text message. Praptandrajatin tvaha yecha jantavo jnana kriya dravya kalapa sambritam navayate ran apunar bhavayate bhuyo vanauka evayanti bandhanam. So the demigods say, Bharata Varsha offers the best land and opportunity in order to execute bhakti yoga. And that bhakti yoga frees you from jnana and karma. Here in this context, jnana and karma means material. Because there is spiritual jnana and karma. So obviously the context is material jnana and karma. Now the devakas give a warning to us. If you are a human being from Bharata Varsha, You have been given nice senses. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin. They are known as Jnana Indriya. Knowledge acquiring senses. So if you have this opportunity, but you don't engage in bhakti yoga, if you do not perform sankirtan yajna, the demigods chastise you. You are like an animal that escaped the hunter, but then was again caught. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at devatas. Okay? I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. The animal sometimes escapes. But if the animal is foolish, the hunter again recaptures. So the devatas are saying, don't be like that. Yai sraddaya bharashi bhaga shohavir niruptam mishtang vidhi mantra vastuta ekapritam namabhi ahuto muda grinati purna swayam ashishang prabhu. So the demigods say in Bharata Varsha, there are many worshippers of devatas. You know better than me. Right? Many people worship devatas. Some of you also. Demigods say, these demigods are appointed by Krishna. They are administrative officials. Those of you who have read Bhagavatam, there is a description of the universal form. The demigods are different parts of this universal form. So, recently I was asked this question. Somebody in Santiago was asking me this question. Why are there demigods? So, the answer is, this material world requires some management. Even in our American governments, not that Obama does everything. Although Trump is saying he will. He alone will destroy ISIS by his mystic power. If you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you. So the demigods are all part of Krishna's administration. So they mention Indra, Chandra, Surya. And they're worshipped differently. The demigods say, and the demigods offer their worshippers blessings. But the devatas know they are not supreme. They know that they're not the complete whole. They know that they are part. They know who they work for. But they say here that for those who cannot worship Vishnu, Narayan, Krishna, worshipping the devatas is a good first step. Because at least they're worshipping God partially. And gradually, they may come to understanding that Krishna is the complete whole. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidang Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. Hey, that was good. See, that's why he's the best, because he knows Prabhupada's books. That's why I've selected him. He's the best. Therefore, I congratulate you. I can't just ask anybody. Very, very select individual. So the demigods say that the worshippers of demigods, they get their rewards. Even Krishna mentioned this to his father during the time when Indra got mad. And in that discussion, Prabhupada makes a comment. There is this line in Bhagavad Gita. Mayaiva vihitan hitan. Which means, the devatas give their blessings, but not independently. Because there's somebody in the heart of the devata. Krishna. Oh. Very interesting. Krishna is in the heart of the devata. And only when Krishna says yes, can the devata give the blessing. That's one of Krishna's arguments in Bhagavad Gita. Why you should worship him. Don't go through middleman. Right? Sometimes this happens. You want to buy a house. So you have to go through the real estate agent. So sometimes, if you're smart, you make an offer on the side. Hey, look, let's forget this guy. I'll give you this much. Take it now. Huh? Am I right? I know you guys. Lots of people do it. Right? So Krishna's saying the same thing. Knowing that the devatas can only give their benediction when Krishna gives the sanction, go straight to the boss. This is Krishna's argument in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Now, this next verse is a verse I could give a whole lecture by itself. Maybe next time. So I'm going to skip this verse. Because it's not directly on the topic. So we'll skip this one. I think this is the last verse, so We're going to finish. All right. Yadiyatra nasvarga sukha vashkitang shvitasya suktasya kritasya shobanam tena janabe smriti maj janma nasyad varshe harir yad bhajatang shang tanoti. So the demigods finish up. They're repeating something they've already said. We are living here in the heavenly planets because of our pious activities, religious ceremonies, pious activities, sacrifices, having studied the Vedas. They did that previously when they were human beings, before they were devatas. Now they have a prayer. However, one day our lives as devatas will be finished. So we pray at that time. If any merit still remains, we want to take birth in Bharatavarsha. Again, for only one purpose, Krishna Smaranam, to remember the lotus feet of Krishna. They finish up. Krishna is so kind. He personally comes to the land of Bharatavarsha. Prabhupada also elsewhere comments on this point. Because people ask this question. Does God only appear on Indian soil? So Prabhupada, he knows, he says, yes, Krishna could, but he doesn't. After all, he's a person. That means he's allowed to have his own likes and dislikes. So it appears that if he's going to come to earth, he likes Bharatavarsha. Not Pasantya. Not Iraq. Not Russia. He likes to come to Bharatavarsha. Now there's an interesting side note that when I was in South India, the people were telling me that no avatar ever appeared in South India. Always North India. I said, that's interesting. But where do the Acharyas come from? South India. These are Krishna's mystic... I don't have an explanation for this. When you meet Krishna, you can ask him. And then, as far as Krishna himself, when he visits India, he prefers Mathura, Vrindavan, Dwaraka. Okay? Sometimes people ask, why is Krishna blackish blue? Because that's what he likes. People want some like deep answer. This feels simple because that's the way he likes it. He's appeared in various colors. Lord Ramachandra was the color of a green parrot. Kapila Dev was white. There's also a red incarnation. Rakta. It's called Rakta. Reddish. So, and Krishna appears in various species. Matsya, Kurma, Baraha. Half man, half lion. So, Krishna has varieties of appearances. So, the demigods say, Krishna appears in Bharatavarsha simply to expand the good fortune of its people. So, that's what we find here in the fifth canto. Thank you very much. May Krishna bless you, protect you, and maintain you. Hare Krishna. And I'm right on time. Thank you.